One snap. One drive. One team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
Thick into conference play as we have reached the midpoint of the season. And welcome to this WHJE production of Carmel Varsity Football. The 3-2 Carmel Greyhounds traveled to the 1-4 North Central Panthers for a clash of Mick rivals. I'm Jesse Smith. Alongside me, as always, is John Perkins. And John, the history between these two teams, a rich rivalry and rich tradition between the two schools.
Yeah, Jesse, you know, and I love how you say that. The all-time series, 31-28, in favor of the Greyhounds. But something interesting to mention is the past 7 years, the Greyhounds have come out and they have won. They have completely dominated. In the past four, Carmel has shut out the Panthers. And I know records say a lot about the teams, but in this particular case, they really don't. Of course, the Greyhounds come in today ranked fifth in the AP media poll here. But it's important to look at the schedules for both teams. The Greyhounds obviously have played a very tough schedule so far. They started out at Arsenal Tech. They were able to do almost a very unique kind of a game. Then they faced Louisville Trinity, ranked number two, came up to Carmel, Indiana. And they lost, faced an incredible quarterback in Reggie Bonifon. They were able to almost beat out Center Grove, lost there, but started to pick it back up, figure out kind of pulled out a win at Lawrence Central. And of course, last week with Lawrence North, we're able to pull out a nice win, 49-9. But then flipping it on to the other side here for North Central, they have had a truly, truly tough schedule. Every single game they have played so far has been in this very tough Mick Conference. Again, North Central only 1-4 coming into this game. They've lost to Pike, to Lawrence Central, to Ben Davis. They were able to pull out a pretty fashionable win against Lawrence North, 29-0. But then last week they lost to Warren Central. Now again, they only lost by 2 points. So two very talented programs coming in today.
And you know, when you look at both of these teams, both of them have very balanced offensive attacks. And if you look at the side of North Central, they are led by their quarterback, who is number 11, Michael Logan. He is a senior, but on the year has a 57% completion percentage, 898 passing yards, and 10 touchdowns to only 3 interceptions. So good ratio. But he also has a very good balanced running attack to complement him there. He has Milton McLean, a junior, 6 foot, 225-pound running back. He has 268 yards on the season and has about a 4.5 average per carry. So very impressive balanced offensive attack for these Norse. Over, and you have the Carmel Greyhounds, who so far this season, the passing game has been dominated by John Lampe. And the rushing game has been run through Isaac James. And, you know, when you have a quarterback like John Lampe, who has passed for 647 yards but hasn't had full playing time, it just goes to show really how dangerous he can be.
I think we've also got to give credit to that rushing side of the Greyhounds, too. They did an incredible job last week coming out hot. Chris Perkins had an incredible game this season. He's racked up 281 yards on the ground and only 71 rushes. Shakir Pascal's been a great story himself, has really come out and is kind of that power back they like to use. Had a breakout game last week as well. He's racked up 171 yards on the ground. And like you said, Isaac James, what a guy, 147 rushing yards on this season. And they're really starting to figure out kind of that duo. They've been using John Lampe as mainly the passing quarterback. Isaac James is, again, that rushing option. So look for them to be able to keep that dynamic. The offense is much more complex now, and it's been tough on defenses, especially last week. Keep them on their toes and be a very unpredictable offense.
And when you look at James, something else to note are those 3 rushing touchdowns that he adds to his resume. So you always have to look for him deep into those red zone territories as the Carmel Greyhounds will be way to the North Central Panthers. So we're going to have a great one cooked up for you here from North Central. Adam Kramer, who's had a very good season off the kickoff attempts so far this year, will be kicking it away for the Greyhounds, looking for his 13th touchback of the year. Kramer kicks this one up and away towards the end zone. That will fall into the end zone for the automatic touchback, and North Central will get the ball at their own 20-yard line. So first offensive possession coming out for this very high-powered offense. As we mentioned there in the pregame a little bit, Michael Logan, a senior. He stands at 6'5", obvious size advantage over many of the other players on the field right now on either side. So just underway here in the first quarter. No time ran off the clock there, so exactly 12 to go in the first. From the middle of the field, Logan comes out with a three-wide set, split-back shotgun. Takes a snap, look over for the screen, finds his man off the sideline there. He's going to be brought down. Looks like he finds McLean on his first pass attempt for a gain of...
This season so far, has racked up 268 yards on the ground and just 60 rushes. He's definitely a threat there in the backfield.
They're going to move him out to the slot this time. Four wide set, one in the backfield. That's McLean again. Gives the handoff up the middle. He's going nowhere. It looks like Mazza and company are going to be able to meet his image along with Sean Stetson getting the tackle there. Make it third and four.
Along, like you said, Anthony Mazza has eight tackles this season with nine assists. He's done an incredible job thus far for providing some relief in that Rover position, kind of like a defensive end.
Same formation from his own 26, third and four. They put a man in motion looking for the screen to McLean. He takes a big hit from Alex Akins, and that one's going to be incomplete. That will bring up fourth down and four, and a great defensive stand by the Carmel Greyhounds early on.
And again, Alex Akins, only a sophomore. He's been playing that cornerback position. Jesse, I know we're both incredibly impressed by him. He's racked up a lot of tackles this season alone, but another area that he's really come up big is that coverage. Like we've talked about, he's got a few interceptions this season. Done an incredible job to provide some relief. You got to watch out for that coverage team of the Greyhounds defensively.
Looks like Christian Shupe, the senior kicker-punter combo for North Central, standing at his own 10, is going to punt this one away with 11-10 remaining in the first. And we have a penalty mark. This one is against. It looks like we might have. And that one's going to be offsides against the Carmel Greyhounds, and that's going to give North Central 5 yards, and it will be first down and 10 from their own 31. So Logan and his crew will have another opportunity here against this Carmel defense. First quarter, if you're just tuning in, still no score. We are just underway the first drive of the game as North Central's offense trots back out onto the field. They're going to go four wide set once again for Logan, who has McLean in the backfield, trips out to his left. From the 31, right hash, puts a man in motion. That's his tailback. He takes the snap, drops back, looking over the middle. That one's going to be caught by his tailback at the 40, the 35, the 30, giving Chase Conway, trips him up. He's finally going to be wrapped down at the 10-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds by Zach Woods. That is Robertson, another senior running back, number 39, coming up with the reception.
And so Robertson, like we talked about, so far he's got 200 yards on the ground. He's been kind of that, almost that split backs they like to run. And again, like you talked about, those penalties. Carmel had eight penalties last game for 79 yards.
Full house set for North Central. Rolls out to his left, looking left under pressure. Tries to find his tailback, McLean. He takes a big hit going out of bounds. With another tackle there, stopping him at about the 5-yard line. Second and goal coming up. They're going to line up on the left hash this time as he goes out of bounds off that left side. Logan trying to go with the no-huddle offense. They go two wide, full house in the backfield. From the gun, Logan takes the snap. He's going to run the... Tries to dive into the end zone. Going to depend on the spot. He's going to be just short. Had a lot of Carmels biting on that fake right there, but Sinar is going to come up with the tackle.
I think it's also important to mention Logan as a rusher. Again, the quarterback, he's only had 39 carries so far this season, but racked up 209, so he can definitely do it himself.
A very interesting formation as they're going to bunch everybody up. Their offensive line, now they put him back in motion, trying to throw this Carmel Greyhounds offense off guard a little bit. And they're actually going to give him the touchdown on that one. A late call gives him the touchdown, so 6-0 as they bring on the kicking unit. And this one is up and good. That is James Keller going to put up the extra point, so a very late call there. Late signal is going to give him the touchdown. 7-0 early on, and a mistake back on that fourth down penalty gives the Panthers a 7-0 lead with 10:49 remaining in the first.
And again, like you said, Jesse, the penalties already coming into play so far. Have to fight from a hole again. And again, the big question, will Isaac James come out and start? Are we going to see Lampy? Lampy had a fantastic game, really came out firing, but that rushing game worked well. And they kind of ran into that problem we've talked about before where they would throw Isaac James in on first and second down, and then they just burn in to clean up the mess. on third down and long, and it became a very predictable style of offense. They did a much better job of balancing it last week and keeping the defense on their feet.
So the kickoff will be coming away here for North Central, and the Carmel Greyhounds will receive their first drive of the game with about 10:45 remaining in the first quarter, as this one from Shupe is up and away, close to the 10-yard line. It bounces, and that one will go out of bounds before a Carmel player touches it, so that will start them at the 35-yard line when we return.
For 50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE production of Carmel Varsity Football. And it looks like we are going to have a re-kick after that. The penalty flag was thrown, but they're going to kick it from the 40-yard line once again, so another kickoff opportunity. These Carmel Greyhounds, they have Austin Roberts and Chris Perkins back deep.
It's important to mention that Austin Roberts is definitely a threat from back deep at the return team. A 95-yard return touchdown already this season. Deadly threat. Watch out for him.
So they're going to back this one up from their own 35-yard line. They will be kicking this one away. It's the Carmel Greyhounds, both back returning, standing at about their own 15. So playing this one a little shallow. This one's up and away in the area of Roberts, who takes this one at the 20. Has some room across the middle of the field. Breaks a couple tackles, stumbling at about the 40-yard line. Takes a couple shots. He's going to be brought down by McIntyre, Jalen McIntyre, a defensive back for the North Central Panthers, and the Carmel Greyhound offense will start with great field position.
Jalen McIntyre's already got an interception on, coming up big on that kickoff team.
Official ball spot will be at their own 39-yard line, and Isaac James will come out to play quarterback with this single back formation that they saw debuted back at Lucas Oil Stadium against Lawrence Central. Full house set, they put Roberts in motion, give him the pitch off that left side. He's working towards that sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. He's going to lose a couple yards on the carry. McIntyre again in on the tackle. So 10:38 remaining in the first. 7-0 is your score in favor of the North Central Panthers. That's going to bring up about a second and 12 for the Carmel Greyhound offense. They're working off that left hash this time from their own 37. James under center. Two wide set, they split the difference. Takes the snap, looks to hand this one off. He does. He's going to be wrestled down there about the 35. That one looked to be Perkins on the carry. It was. He loses a couple, and that's going to bring up a third and long situation. Clock still taking away. 10:23 remaining in the first. 7-0 is your score. It looks like James is going to stay out there for this third and long situation. See if they try to go aggressive with the pass. Same formation in the middle of the field from their own 36-yard line. They put Perkins in motion. Fakes toss over the middle looking for Baldwin. That one slips right through his fingers. And a beautiful pass there by Isaac James. And that one's going to bring up a fourth down.
A rare miss by Thomas Baldwin. He's been leading the team. Leading the team in reception so far. He's kind of those sure hands, that guy you can always throw the ball to, and he always makes the catch. A rare drop there by Baldwin. That's going to cause the Greyhounds to go three and out, so another fourth down here. The Greyhounds are going to give the ball back to North Central, and so they've got an opportunity to put 14 points on the board already here in this.
Not a lot of time coming off the clock on either of those drives. We saw 10:05 remaining in the first as Kramer, who's been a bright spot on this special teams for the Carmel Greyhounds all year, will be kicking this one away to Imani Nelson, a senior defensive back. Kramer kicks this one for about his own 25. This one's way up in the air. They're going to call for the fair catch. That one bounces off, and it looks like Carmel might have gotten on top of it. Zach Wood signaling that is the case, and they do. And a great job there by Landon Sinis, alert on that one. He will jump on it, and the Carmel Greyhounds have another chance at the North Central 15-yard line.
So first it was a penalty. And Carmel's end that was able to keep the drive alive for North Central. And now it's a blunder there by North Central on that punt return. And not only do the Greyhounds get the ball back, but they're going to have incredible field position coming out. The ball's going to be placed about the 17-yard line already in the red zone. Nothing more you can ask on that one.
And here comes John Lampe for the first time tonight. James taking the first three snaps of the game. They A formation two wide set with Perkins and Pascal in the backfield. It's a snap, hands it off to Perkins, left tackle, spinning through across the 14-yard line where he is brought down. Modest gain of about 3 yards on first down.
And I think we're seeing the defensive line of North Central coming here hot. They've played very well so far, not allowing that rushing game to get going at all. And I think that, you know, their record doesn't really kind of give an explanation, a proper explanation for the job they've done playing all their games in the Mid-Conference.
9:29 remaining in the first quarter. North Central still leads 7-0 as Lampe comes out in a shotgun formation. Two backs in the backfield, three wide set, looks to run the option, does, off that right side, gets it to Perkins at about the 15-yard line. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe losing one, to bring up a third and long.
Good job there by Imani Nelson, the defensive back. He's a senior. Done a good job of being able to read that. Very predictable option there by the Greyhounds to the right side. Defense was having none of that.
Pascal will jog off the field. Looks like they're going to go with a four wide set for Lampe. He comes back out in their traditional pistol formation with Perkins in the backfield. Four wide set. They split the difference. Lampe takes a snap at the 14. Looking over the middle under a little bit of pressure. Tuck that right side, off the left side now, dives into the end zone, and John Lampe will make it a one-point game with a 14-yard rushing touchdown. 9:07 remaining in the first, and Kramer will jog out onto the field to try to tie this one up. And already we've seen less than 3 minutes come. We already had two touchdowns by both of these teams. Explosive offensive showing early on. Willie Baldwin, the receiver, on the hold here. We've seen extra points can be awfully important for both of these teams so far this year. As Kramer puts that one up, the extra point attempt is up and good. We have ourselves a tie ball game with 9:07 remaining in the first.
And looking at the success of the Greyhounds last week, able to pull out an incredible win, 49-9. I think it's important to highlight this stat. The Greyhounds were able to come up with 20 first downs in the game, as opposed to Lawrence North's 7. Now, they only had downs, the Greyhounds, that is. And I think when we see this style of ball where John Lampe has to throw on third and long, we begin to see the Greyhounds slow down. The pacing isn't as quick as they would like. But a good job there on third and long for John Lampe to be able to get something going, take it into his own hand. Dual threat, which we're not used to seeing him do.
And what I like to see from Lampe, especially on that last play there, was he gave himself a little more time to throw. He waited until the last second until he could go to run with that one, let the play develop a little bit, then deciding to take that one for himself. That was Lampy's third rush touchdown up. Kicks this one away back deep in the area, and that one will be good to go as the receiver takes this one back to the 20-yard line, hitting up that right sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 30. James Mitchell, one of the leading receivers on this team, is going to take that one back. An impressive return from his own 1 yard line. 9:02 remaining in the first quarter. Tied ball game at 7-7 as Logan and his offense will come back out on the field. The rushing game was sure on key on that last drive on first down, but it was a really big explosive passing by Logan, a strong arm over the middle. So four wide set, three out to his left with McLean in the backfield, shotgun formation from his own 30. Logan takes the snap and hands it off up the middle to McLean, and he's met right at the line of scrimmage. Great job by the linebacking core, including Sam Story. He's going to come up with the tackle.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick stay. Important. Got the Girl Scouts pajama party coming up. WHG will be out at that.
Logan's going to take this one screen over towards the left side, and Jared Clark is going to drop that one right at the 30-yard line after contact from Ryan Sondel. Is going to bring up a third and long once again for North Central with 8:39 remaining in the from his own 31-yard line. Looking off that right hash, they go four wide, three out to his left. McLean in the backfield. Logan takes a snap, blitz coming from the Greyhounds, looking over the middle, fires that one away. He gets it right at the 40-yard line. Great catch by Jared Clark, able to hold on to that one. And it looks to be enough for the first down, and the chains are moving along. Another third down conversion for North Central.
Clark is one of those big-time receivers, 13 receptions on the year, 204 yards. He's a big-time receiver, averaging 15 yards every catch.
Three wide set, two out to his right. They put a man in motion, handed up the middle to Robertson. Robertson's met right at the line of scrimmage, and Ryan Sonnels is going to come up with the tackle. Jack Conway getting in there as yard or two. He set up about a second and eight from their own 42-yard line.
Conway's come up big. He's got a few interceptions on the season, but 17 tackles. Again, just another outstanding player in that coverage defense for the Greyhounds who can step up really anywhere on the field.
Second and eight, Logan takes a snap, gets the screen over. Robertson once again takes a big hit side of the field. He's going to be brought down after about a gain of 4 yards, setting up a third and very manageable for this North Central offense, as we've seen them convert on two different occasions so far tonight. 7:47 remaining in the first quarter, still 7-7 tie ball game. Second drive for the North Central Panthers. They're going to go for a while. McLean remains in the backfield as Logan is in the shotgun. Takes the snap, dropping back, looking towards the left side. That one slips through the hands right there of Clark. And that will bring up a fourth and about four. And the punting unit for North Central will jog back out into the field. It's a good defensive stand there by the Carmel Greyhounds as he had a little bit of daylight in front of him. Ball just a little bit out of his reach. And we're going to see Baldwin and Baldridge for the first time tonight attempt to return a punt. 7:31 remaining in the first quarter. Still 7-7 tie ball game. As Shupe will come out, he will be punting this one away, trying to pin him back. Fields it cleanly. Burke's almost getting into the block that one, but it's up and away. A beautiful punt inside the 15-yard line, and Baldwin with the fair catch at the 12.
Noah Burks has been a busy guy, getting like talk about on that punt blocking team. We mentioned him almost every game, only a sophomore. An incredible job there. Got his hand on a ball actually against Arsenal Tech. That was really when he began to get on the radar. Coaches started seeing him. He's played a little bit of defense so far. Done a good job. He's come up with 9 tackles this season, 7 assists. A real team player and a promising guy later on in the future.
Especially considering only a sophomore on this team, and we had the pleasure to watch him last year on that Friday. Always hustling to the whistle kind of player. It's a Carmel Greyhounds, and Isaac James will come back out on the field with their single back formation. They put Perkins in motion, handed off the pass, go up the middle. He's still moving across, trying to push his way through. He's going to be finally pushed out of bounds, and that's actually Perkins off that carry, off that option there. Pushed out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. So impressive run through the middle there by Perkins.
Like we mentioned, Pascal's gotten the ball 45 times on the ground thus far, 171 yards. Now here's his average, 3.8 yards a carry. But even last week and now transferring to this week, he's done a good job of really starting to get some nice gaps.
Same formation for the Carmel Greyhounds. They might have gotten a man to jump off sides right there with that hard count from Isaac James. He runs that one so well. That will be neutral zone infraction, moving the Carmel Greyhounds up 5 yards, taking them to their own 44-yard line, setting up a first and five for Isaac James in his high-powered offense with 7:16 remaining in the first, still 7-7, all tied up here. Second drive for the Carmel Greyhounds as they come out two wide set, single back. Almost a two tight end set here as they put Perkins in motion once again, looking over towards the sideline for additional signaling. Baldridge and Baldwin, the receiver is out wide. Under center, James takes the snap. He's going to keep this one off the left tackle. Has the first down and more across into North Central territory. Brought down at about the 47-yard line off the quarterback keeper. John Lampe will jog back out for the Carmel Greyhounds for a fresh set of downs. Now moving into Panther territory. Let's see what formation they decide to go with here. 7-11 remaining in the first, still 7-all. They go same formation, two wide set for Lampe. Under center, takes the snap. Hands off to Pascal up the middle, barreling through to about the 40-yard line. Great gain of about 6 yards on first down for Pascal. 7-7 is still your score with 6:50 remaining in the first quarter. At the 41-yard line, they will line up for about a second and five. Off that left hash, Lampe under center once again. Hands it off to Pascal again, who's trying to get to that first down marker. Looks to be just short for a third and eight. Looks to be just short, and the official spot is he is short. So third and one coming up for the Hounds as Lampe will stay out there. The short yard situation off that left hash at North Central 38. They put Perkins in motion. They get a man to come up again. We might have another neutral zone fraction. And it looks like we do, and that will be enough to give the Carmel Greyhounds the first down. So this time Lampe going with the hard count. We usually see James with that, but just as effective, first down at the 33. Lampe remains in the game at quarterback at the 33-yard line of North Central. Single back formation to put Perkins in motion. Looking deep down the right side, Lampe's going to fire this one away in the area of Roberts. That one just out of the reach of his hands there. As he goes off, good defense by Nelson.
And so two rare drops already. Lampe on passing, you know, that first one to Thomas Baldwin. He had no one. He was in space. Daylight would have been a touchdown, and right there over the shoulder to Austin Roberts. It was a tough catch, but normally we see Roberts make those kind of catches.
Second down and 10 off the incompletion. Clock stops at 6:05. They hand this one off to Pascal up the middle, still going across the 25-yard line, brought down at about the 23. A gain of second down, so impressive runs by Pascal on his last three here on this drive. 5:50 remaining in the first quarter, still 7-7. Same single back formation for Lampe off the left hash at the 24-yard line for a third and two. And it looks like we are going to have an official time with 5:43 remaining in the first. And what can you say? The pace of this game has really started to pick up on these last two drives for both of these teams.
I think you see John Lampe really starting to command his team now, really taking the initiative. He's kind of stepped up into that leader role.
Lampe puts Roberts in motion. Lampe's going to keep this one. He's going to try to dive across the 21-yard line. It looks like he has enough for the first down, and Lampe off the quarterback keeper using the legs quite a bit in the last two games.
Exactly. We've seen Lampe come out big on the rushing game, even just this game so far. Nice job there to get the conversion to move the chains. And again, a nice job the previous drive for him to be into the end zone, tack 7 points onto the board. Here's Lampe now.
First down and 10. They hand that one off the middle once again. Looks to be Pascal, and Pascal's putting together a very nice drive for himself with a gain of 7 on first down.
Pascal's really been that saving grace for the Greyhounds on this drive. Like you said, Jesse, he's been kind of that bailout plan. We've seen some serious on the receiving end of things, but they're able to hand it right back off to Pascal. He's able to get 7 or 8 yards almost on every carry.
Single back formation, two wide set. They put Perkins in motion this time. Give it off to Pascal up the middle across the 5-yard line. He's going to be pushed back a little bit. Forward progress will get him at the 6.
And Jess, it's important to mention Shakir Pascal is only a sophomore. A lot of times we kind of forget that fact. Just the fact that Isaac James is a junior, a lot of senior guys on this offense. But Pascal's done a good job as well. Excuse me, he is a junior. But he's done a good job so far adding relief to Chris Perkins tonight.
First and goal from the 6. Lampe will keep this one off the right side. Diving to about the 1 or 2 yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 2-4, second and goal. It's a very manageable situation for the Carmel Greyhounds as Lampe has stayed on the field since they crossed the 50. 4:24 remaining in the first. 7-7 is your score right now. It's the Carmel Greyhounds on their second drive of the game are threatening deep inside the red zone. Same full house set for the Hounds, two wide. Lampe under center off that right hash. They put Perkins in motion off the Pascal through the middle. He's going to dive into the end zone, and that will be enough here. Waiting on the official signal. They're going to meet here. Looked like Pascal went into the end zone.
No indication yet on the field.
And they're going to discuss this one a little bit, but Pascal was in the end zone. He had the ball, and that will be a touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds. Shakir Pascal finishing what he started on that drive will make it 13-7 Carmel.
So much more of a timing drive thus far. Only 4 minutes remaining here in this first quarter. And so the Greyhounds now with the extra point here will hopefully be able to tack on that extra point, 14-7.
Kramer, who's been so reliable here in the last four games for this kicking team of Carmel, lines up for the extra point. This one is up. It's that one away. That one almost blocked, but it is up and good. Jimmy Thomas, one of the senior defensive backs on the team, almost got a hand on it. We'll be right back.
They are just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE production of Carmel Varsity Football. We return with 3:59 remaining in the first quarter. 14-7 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. And Adam Kramer looks to be kicking this one away. back deep to return, who had a very good return. James Mitchell, 6'185" senior wide receiver. This one up and away, but whistle stopped this one. We have a penalty marker back deep at the 40.
Quick score update from the studios at WHJE. Center Grove is now leading Lawrence North 7-0. 5 minutes remaining in that game. Another mid-conference rivalry as well. Let's take you back to the action here.
Center Grove 5-0 on the season, looking to continue their undefeated ways. Not even just in the conference as well. So Kramer looks to kick this one away. The penalty on the Chroma Greyhounds offsides. Moves him back 5 yards. Now that makes the job that much harder on Adam Kramer, who'll be kicking from his own 35-yard line now. 13 touchbacks on the year, including one tonight. James Mitchell again back deep to return for the North Central Panthers. As Kramer gives the signal, he's ready this time. And Kramer will kick this one away. This one is up back deep, almost trying to get to the end zone. And that will be the automatic touchback. So even with the 5-yard cushion, Adam Kramer is able to pin him at the 20. So a 14th touchback of the season for Adam Kramer. Put all he had into that one. North Central will take over at their own 20 with 3:59 remaining in the first quarter. Again, Carmel leading 14-7.
It's been back and forth play thus far. Again, 14-7 in favor of the Greyhounds. Now Lawrence Central, having their shot back on the field here to get something going and potentially tie this ball game once more.
North Central comes out four wide set, pistol formation. McLean in the backfield. They put Mitchell in motion, makes a handoff, looking for. Takes a big hit off that right side. Alex Akins again, and Ryan Sondels and company come to finish him off. But Alex Akins coming up big there at the line of scrimmage so far tonight on that left side, 2nd and 11. So a loss of one on the play. Now working off that left hash with 3:39 remaining in the first. Still trailing 7-14. Four wide set, three out to his right. McLean remains in the backfield from the gun. He takes a snap, rolling out to his right. Has to give the screen over towards the left side. Finds his man. He's going to be brought down before he's able to get to the 25-yard line. And that is Carlton Janey, a receiver, senior. A lot of seniors all setting up a third and manageable for North Central. So we'll be about a 3rd and 5 from their own 25-yard line this time. I've looked impressive on third down so far tonight. 2 of 4 on their conversions. They go split back shotgun formation, 3 wide set, 2 out to his left. They put a man in motion. That's Roberson. Logan looking over towards that left side and has nowhere to throw that one but away in the area of his man Mitchell, but heavily guarded by Jack Conway, and Alex Akins brings up 4th and 5.
And so the testament there was obviously the Greyhound defense, but we haven't mentioned them so far, and I think it's the linebacking core. You look at the guys, Ryan Sondels, Sam, of course, Mitch Lindgren. Sondels has 20 tackles on the season, Story 19, and Mitch Lindgren 17. And so they've done an incredible job thus far to really add some relief and put some pressure on that offense of North Central.
Shupe again standing at about his own 10-yard line will kick this one away in the area when for the Hounds. Fields it cleanly. This one's up and away. A very good punt at about the 40-yard line, taken by Baldridge. Slips a little bit, still on his feet as he breaks a couple tackles. 45-yard line. He's finally going to be wrapped up, but we have a penalty flag in that neighborhood back at about the 44-yard line. Decent little return there by Jason Baldridge. Depends on where this one will be going. Officials discuss. 2:41 remaining regardless. The Carmel Greyhounds will have possession of the football as we wait for the official signal on the penalty. And it looks like that will be an illegal block in the back against the Carmel Greyhounds. That will move them back a little bit, but they still keep possession. The offense will trot out onto the field. Looks like under the command of John Lampe. So that will back them up to about their own 35, so 10-yard penalty from the spot. With a 7-point lead, 14-7 is the score. As Lampe comes back onto the field, they're going to go with the true full house set here from the gun. Lampe has 2 wide, and he hands that one off to Perkins up the middle. He's going to have himself about a gain of 4 yards.
And I know we talked about it before, Jesse. For those of you who haven't been following the Greyhounds, Chris Perkins has really added a lot of relief when they're able to get him to the outsides. Line to his advantage, he is deadly, and I'm talking 8 yards almost every carry. Pascal's done a good job of really providing that relief up the middle with the second and six now.
Shifting up the formation a little bit, but still too wide. Pascal and Roberts back there along with Perkins. True full house. He hands that one off again to Perkins up the middle, this time gaining about 3 yards, so working about 3-4 yards at a time. The Cromwell rushing game sets up about a third and three, so very manageable for the senior quarterback, Lampy, with a minute 52 remaining in the first. Again, Cromwell Greyhounds leading 14-7. At their own 42-yard line right in the middle of the field, Lampy looks to go back under center. He does, single back formation, two wide set for Lampy. They put Perkins and motion, give it off to Pascal through the middle, and Pascal is going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down at the 44. That'll bring up a fourth and short, so the official spot for progress gives him a couple of yards, but fourth and one, decision time right now for the Hounds offense. Fourth and one, the offense not even blinking on this one. They stay right there on the field with a minute 10 remaining in the first quarter with the 7-point lead. Same formation for Lampy. They put Perkins and motion. Jim to jump off sides, and Lampy looking back over towards that sideline for additional signaling as Perkins resets off that left side. Under a minute to go in the first. Lampy under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off. Pascal up the middle trying to get across that 45. He gets to the 46, and that will be enough for the first down. Stops there at 51.7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Carmel Greyhounds have a fresh set of downs. Lampy remains on the field as he has throughout the drive. Looks to go under center once again. Same formation now at their own 46-yard line, threatening in North Central territory once again. Looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. Clock's still running down. They have 10 seconds left on their play clock, so plenty of time for Lampy to give out instructions. Pascal, the lone tailback. They put Perkins in motion. Now he's in the backfield looking to pass now. He's going to take a big hit. He's going to be sacked right where he is. That one looks like Devon Johnson with a big hit on John Lampy, almost uncontested.
Johnson, a senior, he's got 5 tackles thus far this season, but today he's already racked up 2. He's done a good job on this drive so far, adding a lot of relief on that defensive line for North Central.
Looks like the Carmel Greyhounds are content with letting the clock quarter, and they do, heading over towards that sideline. But a very impressive first half from both sides. Carmel will lead 14-7.